We've all heard that the rosary held a special place in Padre Pio's heart. It was, in fact, his favorite prayer. Frequently, he would counsel his spiritual children to embrace this form of prayer. In today's video, I'll be sharing Padre Pio's valuable advice on how to effectively pray the rosary. Stay tuned. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're excited to have you with us. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede in powerful ways today. Join us as we share new videos and shorts 5 days a week, diving into the extraordinary life and miracles of this beloved saint. Discover how Padre Pio's legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Subscribe now and let's embark on this spiritual journey together. I'd like to take a heartfelt moment to thank the members of our Protected Children of Padre Pio program for your unwavering financial help and support. Your generosity makes these videos possible for everyone, and we are deeply grateful. May Our Lady and Padre Pio reward you abundantly for your kindness and dedication. For those of you who are not yet members, we invite you to join us today and experience the many benefits that come with being a protected child of Padre Pio. As a member, you will enjoy special spiritual and material benefits, including regular masses celebrated specifically for your intentions. Pope Benedict XV beautifully expressed the value of this. The Holy Mass would be of greater profit if people had it offered in their lifetime rather than having it celebrated for the relief of their souls after death. Additionally, you'll be joining a community of people praying for each other. Knowing people are praying for you will bring comfort, hope, and strength to face life's challenges for you and your loved ones. Joining is simple. Just click the link in the description below to find out more and become a part of this blessed community under the protection of Padre Pio. And now let's move on to our story. Today's story is sourced from the book Padre Pio Speaks of the Madonna by Father Marcellino Iasanzaniro. Within these pages, Father Marcellino compiles testimonies from Padre Pio's spiritual daughters, revealing the guidance they received for praying the rosary. So, if you ever wondered about Padre Pio's approach to the rosary, here it is. Once, Padre Pio asked a spiritual daughter, "Do you know how to pray the rosary?" Without waiting for her answer, he continued, "First, begin with an act of love, saying, 'Jesus, I love you with all my heart.' Then proceed with an act of contrition, 'Jesus, I am sorry for having offended you.' After that, kiss the crucifix and recite the Our Father, followed by the 10 Hail Marys. Finally, to conclude, say the Glory Be." On a separate occasion, Padre Pio offered advice on praying the rosary to Lucia Marendino, saying, "When praying the rosary, after the Glory Be, say, 'Jesus, I love you and I am sorry for having offended you.' By saying this, you express an act of love and contrition." So, as we just heard in these two examples, Padre Pio underscored the importance of expressing love for Jesus and contrition as a part of the rosary prayer. This represents a subtle yet meaningful addition to the conventional way of praying the rosary, something I should remember to include. Furthermore, for those who expressed displeasure to praying the rosary because of its repetitive prayers, Padre Pio recommended meditating on the mysteries, each changing with every decade. In a letter to a spiritual daughter, he advised, "Pay attention to the greeting you address to the Virgin, but meditate on the mystery you contemplate. She was present in all the mysteries, participating in all of them out of love and sorrow." For another spiritual daughter, Enedina Mori, Padre Pio provided guidance on maintaining focus during extended periods of prayer. His advice was simple, yet profound. "When you feel tired while reciting the rosary, take a short break, and then resume. And finally, I'd like to share a short anecdote in which Padre Pio expressed just how powerful the rosary is. On one occasion, Bishop Paul Korta visited Padre Pio accompanied by a friend, an officer in the Italian army. The bishop jokingly asked Padre Pio for a ticket to paradise for the soldier. Padre Pio, smiling, replied, "Oh yes, with great pleasure. To enter paradise, something very important is needed. You must obtain the entry ticket from the Most Holy Virgin. If you achieve this, then you have everything. She is the gate of heaven. And the ticket that allows entry into heaven is the Holy Rosary. This is the ticket." He handed the soldier a rosary and said, "Take it. Take the ticket to enter heaven." End of testimonies. Now, I'm sure many of you regularly pray the rosary, and you've probably experienced those days when it just seems impossible to maintain focus. I've asked myself on several occasions, does my prayer even count if I wasn't completely immersed? Does my prayer count if I got distracted? Well, I finally took the time to do some research, and according to St. Thomas Aquinas, it does. He explains that our merit primarily rests on our original intention in praying. Accidental distractions, which no human can entirely avoid, don't break our merit. It's only intentional distractions that pose a problem. Saint Therese of Lisieux once said, "I too have often been discouraged in this way, but now I do not get upset when my mind wanders. And I know that I shall always be imperfect. I accept distraction as part of my prayer." So, there's no need to worry that the time spent in prayer was lost due to distractions, as long as we don't encourage them. Furthermore, I'd like to draw your attention to something Saint Therese wrote regarding thoughts about other people during prayer. She said, "I also have many distractions, but as soon as I am aware of them, I pray for those people the thought of whom is diverting my attention. And in this way, they reap benefit from my distractions." Thank you for listening, and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.